Let's face it, it's not every day you're walking around an ancient ruin and find a blue fox girl stuck in a crystal that's floating in midair. I've just got one question. Who the hell's playing that saxophone? Run the titles. Last remaining person of an entire civilization. Otherwise known as Archangel UK, welcome you to another lovely brand new episode of Radio Redux. We got a whole lot of stuff coming up for you in the next however long this takes, 2 hours roughly. I've got a whole ton of news and all sorts of stuff. It's been an absolutely awful month or so for Sony, but right now, Daytona USA, from the Saturn, this is King of Spades.
the latest from around the globe. This is Radio Redux News with Archangel UK.
Yes, hi everyone, this is Archangel UK. You're listening to the background from the live smashing concert at the Super Smash Brothers Melee, Grand Medley, the live orchestration, obviously. And very nice it is too. The music you're listening to beforehand was the very first level of Sonic Heroes, which was Seaside Hill. Now then, what have I got to tell you about news-wise? I've got to tell you an absolute bucket load of stuff! So let's start at the beginning. So just adjust how heavy on the sound the Grand Medley is, so you can actually hear me. That would be rather useful, wouldn't it? Okay, starting at the very top, what's been an absolutely dreadful month for Sony, but we're going to start with the Wii, first of all. The Wii version of Harvest Moon is apparently going to be able to use the remote in a variety of creative ways. Now, these include, as confirmed, ploughing the field, tilling the crops, which is cutting if you don't know what tilling means, and milking the cows. Presumably you're going to grasp the Wii remote in two hands and sort of make an up and down motion. I really don't know. The dreaded Xbox Live microtransactions have got a new friend. They're going to be the Xbox Live consumable. That's right, children, if you hand over even more money, you can download items such as food and weapons that allow you to boost your stats in the game, and it's totally game balancing, not. It's just smacks of greed. Basically, anyone who's got absolute fortune is going to be at the top of the leaderboards all the time. And that's basically it. Sega have charged the small developer Planet Moon to create a new version of a classic Sega game. Apparently, but they've not revealed what this is going to be. So, I mean, it could be Shinobi, it could be Alex Kidd, Vectorman, Golden Axe, anyone. It'll be interesting in anyone's language. So we will hopefully find out what's going on there soonish. The Shadow Depository is going to have a very significant remodelling work. Anything that you currently find in the Shadow Depository may well not be there once the secret developments that are going on behind the scenes in Sonic Rex are finished and are revealed. Said developments have been coming along in leaps and bounds recently. I can't reveal what these actually are, but you can be relatively assured that the only person that has seen this, apart from myself, has gone, "Oh my god! That's fantastic!" Something for you to think about. Attention, Sonic fan base players of Kingdom of Loathing! I left my clan, the Guild, which was created originally by the flatmates of DC. And the rest of them who are called the Guild in real life. Mainly just the fact that nobody was doing anything with the clan. I was the only one that was really playing Kingdom of Loathing, and I got fed up of not really doing able to do anything. So I've left that clan. I've started my own clan, which is called the Brotherhood of the Barbed Wire Halo. And if you want to join, go ahead. Spimble Wizard and Max 111 have already joined. Joined very recently indeed. And I'm always talking about Kingdom of Loathing, it seems, on this 120 minutes of not referencing Kingdom of Loathing with Archangel UK. Actually, something else Kingdom of Loathing based. Oh, damn it. Something else Kingdom of Loathing based I want to talk about. You may remember episode 5 of Radio Redux. I think that was the one with actually DC was on, if I remember rightly. It's been a while since we've had a normal Radio Redux, because we had the Sonic Rex Awards show which is the last episode, and before that, the last show was the second half of the two-part of Sonic history for the Summer of Sonic, Summer of Sonic, the two-part special. So this is the first time we've actually been able to say anything for a while. But, as I said, at the beginning of episode 4, I'll get back to the main point, in the fifth show, we had, was it Jason the Wheeled Warriors were playing as the very, very first sort of intro music. Of course, we've got our own new intro music now, which you may have heard, which debuted on the Sonic Rex Awards show. Then it was Jason the Wheeled Warriors I played. 3 days later, on the Thursday show, they were talking about cartoons, and Jick all of a sudden says, "Hey, I was really thinking about Jason the Wheeled Warriors the other day. That was cool." Coincidence or not? It'd be kind of cool if someone at Asymmetric was indeed listening, or downloaded one of the shows. If any of you have, guys, Jick, Scully, Hot Stuff, Xeno, Riff, might well be Riff actually, just let us know. Send us a K-mail, send us an email to archangeuk at sonicrex.com. It'd be nice to hear from you. Send in the request. We've got most music now, it seems. We've got tons of music now, guys. I acquired a load of tracks from various games. We've got everything from Castlevania. We've got some Metroid now. Various Metroid Prime, to Hunters and Zero. I've definitely got tracks from other games such as Revolt, the card game Revolt, which I've been playing a lot recently. And I've got a recording of the Play concert in Stockholm, which was kind of cool. A live recording of that, which I'll be playing at some time or another. But yeah, lots of stuff going on. If you, on Prince of Persia, if you want any tracks or any games specifically featured which you haven't heard before, perhaps, or you know, it'd be quite cool if there was this particular music on the radio. Let's know. I mean, I've even got little tracks from World of Warcraft now, things. So it's all going good. Going back to the point at hand, Echo Hawk's manga, True to Your Heart, was released. We've got 6 pages so far. You can find that in the miscellaneous page of what's covered by the show depository. If you go there, you will find. It's really cool. She's having a lot of trouble at the moment getting online due to one thing and another. However, if you wait, what's currently underway is an actual title page, an actual front cover page, and also obviously quite a lot of mangas, when you turn the front page over, there's like some full length, full A4 image thing before you actually get into the main thing. She's doing one of those as well, sort of a page zero. She's doing one of those as well. And those are both underway. The Sonic Rex Awards we had last show, they're very, very successful. Unfortunately, though, they are cursed. It seems they are cursed. They were cursed by zombie pole dancing werewolves. And ghosts and ghouls from every tomb have been closing in to seal their doom of the various winners. This was mainly the case with the Digibase based sites. Digibase was a provider of space and servers that are based in Canada, which was used by Sonic Vegemite, Sonic Yoda, and sites like Sputnik Station. They have basically closed down. They left everyone in the lurch. Sonic Yoda have yet to rematerialise. If anyone's heard from them about this, please let me know. If anyone at Sonic Yoda is listening to this, if you could please send me an email, I will make a little note on the front page for everyone. Front page of Sonic Rex for everyone, so everyone knows what's going on if you're around still, where you have gone to. Sonic Vegemite have moved in as of the 10th of July, anyway, to a 10th of July, supposedly, to a new server. It's actually the beginning of August, but they still got the update from the 10th of July down.
I think it's like Idiot Server or somewhere. The links have all been updated on SnowRex, so if you want to, if you're not overly sure where they are, if you go to SnowRex and then click on the Sonic Vegemite link, and you'll go there. Another person that had trouble was Emerald Guardian. Although I'm thinking about Emerald Guardian a lot actually, but I did send them their image and they're at a wall drive and they didn't have it up yet. But that's not what I was really wanting to talk about. I got confused with the years. It was actually Eggman Empire was what I was going to talk about. Eggman Empire went down and had to change servers. Mainman.Eggman has left that site now. He has left it in the care of his four or five subordinates. And hopefully that will go on from strength to strength. You can find a link to that on a recent news item that was on SnowRex.com. The fourth site that had problems was SnowRex itself. SnowRex went down for the best part of a week, mainly due to the fact that I ran out of data transfer, so bandwidth basically, and I had no money to buy any more. I still need money to buy more. If you have any kind of spare money, please, could you just, even if it's like a dollar, could you please send it to as a PayPal donation to archangeluk@hotmail.com? I'm really in the mire here. It's cost me an awful lot of money to do SonicRex.com at the moment, and something might have to give, and I'd sooner it wasn't the site. I've got about enough money to pay for my rent at the moment. That's it. I have no more sort of transport for work. That's kind of it now. That's all I've got for the, till God knows when. Some money for the site would be really appreciated. Big thanks to Sonic Style, by the way. Sonic Style put this on their main page, this information. So thank you, Demex. Speaking of Demex, see the link there? Speaking of Demex, he's been bitten by the podcasting bug and also the update bug, because he's actually done a comic for once for Sonic Style. Sonic Style, I've got a new comic! My goodness me! But so they do have a new podcast as well. There's a 25-minute-ish demo of the Ghetto Cast, which is the Sonic Style Top 5. Basically, you send in they'll give you a game title at the end of their previous show. You then send in your top 5 tracks from that game. Demex will then work them out by aid of a calculator or an abacus or a series of small children who he'll bully into order by threatening them with a comedy-sized fish. Which is really sharp, you know, because you can sharpen up a fish on a grindstone. That becomes lethal. You can shave your fish, it's amazing. Anyway, yes, yeah, so he'll figure out by way of some Grease Monkey script or his powerful brain. And he will then play the top 5 in order from lowest to highest, of course. It's a superb, I mean, the first one's on Shadow the Hedgehog, it's a superb piece of information. Specifically on things like Julian K. and the sneeze. And Magnify, excuse me. And things like that. So it is really, really very, very informative. Ooh, crescendo. Round of applause. Thank you. Thank you very much. But it's very, very informative. And it's just surprising to hear Demex's voice. He sounds like, I said to him, he sounds like the guy from does the introductions to the Twilight Zone. But there's something about American male Sonic website owners and that their voices are stupidly deep. This is proved by Nick Knight. Nick Knight and Demex both sound like the voice are coming from the bottom of the well. It is so deep. almost stupidly so, actually. Anyway, that was our piece of music we had in the background. That seems to have finished. So on the basis that I have an awful lot of news, it's probably a good time, now that we've finished talking about our Sonic style, that I get on with what I was going to do, which is a music break. And the music you're going to listen to now, because you have no choice in the matter, it's going to be a sort of sunny, sunshine, summery feel today. We've said King of Spin, Seaside Hill before. We're now going to have Feel the Sunshine, which rejects Feel the Sunshine from Sonic R. I'm going to take a little break, have some more beer, have some more liquid, and I will see you on the flip side. Toodaloo!
You are listening to
Radio Redux.
Make me feel so free, so alive. It makes me want to survive, and the sky, it makes me feel.
So I said to him, like, you can't possibly throw that dog into that canal. Not when it's full of explosives like that. I mean, what a mess it'll make. And he just said, oh, I won't bother then. Back to the news, and what else have we got to talk about? Sony have had an absolute torrid time. People are losing their headsets, apparently. But they're also turning away from the PS3 left, right, and centre. THQ have axed several PS3 titles in the favour of the PS2. Atari, so they won't even begin developing until late 2007 due to the stupid difficulty level and actually doing anything on it. Another minor developer have come out and said they won't even consider developing PS3 until 2009 or even 2010. And just to rub more salt into Sony's wounds, retail in the UK is falling out majorly with UMD. And if you are in the UK, you might want to consider checking out whether or not anyone's got UMDs on sale. I don't think they'll be around for long, to be honest. Sonic 2006, we have another hedgehog. Yet another hedgehog. Will you stop it with the goddamn hedgehog, Sega? Knock it off, okay? We get it. There are hedgehogs. There are other creatures around besides the humans on this world. There's no need to keep making more and more and more and more and more. Stop it. Despite my little rant there, there is another hedgehog. It is of the purple persuasion. It's been revealed in a couple of screenshots in what appears to be a boss battle for Shadow. And it also appears that said hedgehog, said purple hedgehog, is some kind of alternate universe Shadow. Now we say this because on these particular screenshots, it appears... looks that way anyway, that it's this hedgehog is doing some kind of Chaos Blast move. Now obviously this can't really be confirmed, but it certainly looks like that. Now people saying I'm saying it could be the alternate universe Shadow simply because it's, I believe it was kind of confirmed, if not very heavily suggested, that there's going to be Blaze the Cat in some form in this particular game appearing. We know Amy's appearing, obviously. We know that Sonic and Silver and Shadow and Tails and Knuckles, although they haven't been confirmed yet, they'll be definitely making an appearance. And there is, of course, the whole two images of Eggman thing going on. Nobody, sort of, the evil looking one, and there's not so evil looking one, and people are wondering what the hell's going on. I'm going to say this purple hedgehog, I'm going to go out on the limb here. I'm going to put this on record. This is my little bet. Okay, I'm going to bet this hedgehog is in fact female, and I bet it's going to be called Shade. Now, there's a couple of reasons I'm guessing that. Obviously, Shadow, Shade, Shadow, similar name. Also, the naming convention, it seems to be, begins with an S. So, Sonic, Shadow, Silver, always seems to begin with an S. If it's a hedgehog, with the exception of Amy. So I'm kind of thinking that could be the case. If I'm right, I don't know, just yay me. But that's my guess, anyway. More Sega news. Creative Assembly have come out and announced that after Medieval Total War, they'll be working on some revolutionary new combat sim, which is going to take everything and kick its ass all over the place, apparently. Their Marked Magic in Roxburgh also came out and blasted every other publisher for the mistakes they make, and all sorts of other things been going on. A lot of developers have come out and blasted each other at the moment, it must be said. Was it a few weeks back, LucasArts people came out and had a go at EA? That was mainly because EA... you may notice there's no Superman Returns game out yet. That was because EA are behind and actually missed the date. which is kind of ridiculous. They, the Creative Assembly, said how much they love Sega's working practices and how wonderful Sega are, and all hail Sega, Sega rise again. But I'm sure they've got many, many friends. They don't need to destroy anything. Vivendi, who sound like it should be some kind of character from Defenders of the Earth. Then they have joined the rapidly growing list of developers who have pledged their for their Wii. Then they have also announced release dates of their two sort of franchises, which are Spyro and Crash Bandicoot, which are around the same date, roughly. The new Spyro game, Spyro New Beginning, which, yes, you might have guessed from that name, is kind of a series reboot. It was kind of a prequel. Because it all shows Spyro being born from the Ickle Wickle Egg, and it'll show how he gets his powers, and all these other things that I have no interest in at all. It's basically series reboot, but it will be the beginning, according to the senior global manager, who with a name like that sounds important, who's Matthew Grist, of a quote children's movie like epic. This will even be the start of a trilogy, so you can expect two more God Awful Spyro games in the near future. And it's so determined they to get this movie feel, they've actually got some movie stars to do voices. Spyro is being voiced by Elijah Woods, aka Elijah, they named the meteor after me in Deep Impact, and Psychic Sparks can be voiced by David Spade, and it's also got Gary Oldman in it. Gary Oldman, who couldn't even save the Lost in Space movie, but apparently he's going to be in it as well. Probably is the bad guy. This hasn't been confirmed yet. He'll probably be the voice of whatever bad guy is going to be in this particular Spyro movie. Game. Thing. Because, you know, that's where Hollywood goes. That's where Hollywood's going at the moment, isn't it? If you're an Englishman, if you're English, if you're an English actor, you're the baddie. So I am now going to take over the world on that basis. Ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Even Sega have got in on the movie vocalist act. Mark, oh my hand, Hamill, alias Luke Skywalker, is confirmed as a vocal artist for the game Yakuza, which is about Japanese mafia, funnily enough. It's also got the man who played Mr. Blonde in Reservoir Dogs in it, and apparently it looks very good. But it's slightly confusing, bearing in mind the voices, and that it's supposed to be sort of Japanese, and you got Mark Hamill, which is fine. Ding dong, E3 is dead. Which E3? The Wicked E3. The Wicked E3 is dead, indeed, is demised. It is an ex-parrot. It is gone. The spotlight shunned too brightly, and its wings burned. Basically, it cost too much money. That was the excuse given anyway, and it's going to be downsized, and it won't be any good anymore. More will be made of the individual territories and their game shows, which is, funnily enough, the European one's coming up next. It's coming up in Leipzig, Germany, which is going to be in a few weeks' time. I have a magazine somewhere which will tell me even more details, which I seem to have lost at the moment, which is rubbish. Oh, here we go. Funnily enough, it's got a picture of Spyro on the front of it. Let's see if I can find out some more info on this for you. Bear with me for a second. Here we go. Yes, the games convention. Not much is going on, but if it all goes wrong, you can blame Angela Schietzhol. That poor woman. To have a surname like that. Certainly is. Anyway, basically, Sony's going to be there, Nintendo's going to be there, Microsoft's going to be there, EA's going to be there, Eidos, Sega, Midway, THQ, Konami, and Vivendi are going to be exhibiting. With any luck, Midway will be showing off the new Mortal Kombat game for the Wii, which I haven't seen anything of yet, but I'm sure it'll be very, very interesting indeed. Some more quick news stories. DS Lights have topped 35,000 units that's sold in the UK, presumably.
And the film game of Reservoir Dogs, more Reservoir Dogs information on this show, how peculiar, has been banned in Australia. It's not even out yet. But the Office of Film and Literature Classification, that's the OFLC, has refused to grant it an age rating, which is not banning it exactly, but they're preventing it from being sold anywhere. So, all very well. The London Game Summit will be happening very, very soon. In fact, it'll be happening in October. You can sign up for this at londongamesummit.co.uk. You may even see me down there if you're in London. Or you may even see Dreadnux down there in London. Or you may even see Rory down there in London. Or you may even see Black Dragon UK down there in London. But will they all be in the same place? It's good anyway. So you can sign up at londongamesummit.co.uk. I've signed up already, and I plan to go. So I will bring you some information from that. HMV's profits have fallen. Million DSs are now being sold in Europe alone. Some 200,000 units of DC. We manufactured lots of DC and we've sold him off. He's got a pull string at the back, and if you pull it, he'll come up with various different phrases, including, is my waffle ready yet? How do I get to the bank? And do you have any money? I'm broke. The Microsoft handheld rumor, the Argo, as it seems to be getting called now, is more going to be a rival to the Apple iPod, bizarrely. Which is, you know, fine. EA have announced their new lineup. It's kind of sport-based. You've got releases. These include, no specific order, NCAA Football 2007. Football! Madden NFL 2007. Football! NFL Street 3. Football! NASCAR 2007. NBA Live. And Tiger Woods PGA Tour. Got two new versions of the Gold 5 game for PS2 and Xbox 360. You got PSP version of the Gold 5 Mob Wars. And there's a Need for Speed Carbon due in the autumn. And as I've already said, Superman Returns is apparently going to appear eventually. There's still loads of more news to go through. Oh, this is hurting my voice, man. What we just said. So going back to Australia, they've got the lowdown on the new PSP GTA game, Vice City Stories. Apparently it's going to take place in 1984, so that's going to be 2 years before the events of Vice City. I was 1 year old in 1984, that's quite scary. The game gives you ample opportunity to exercise your rights to Lance Vance Dance, because the main character is Vic Vance, who's Lance's long-lost brother, who got iced at the very beginning of Vice City, you might recall, as he sort of tried to do the drugs deal after getting out of the helicopter, and it all went wrong, and so it's good to know that your character will have a happy ending when you've played that game. Always good to know that. It's going to have twice the draw length of the original Vice City, which means that it won't sort of disappear in distance. You'll actually be able to see a lot longer. That's what that means. And it's going to have more incarnations, more additions of the later incarnations, San Andreas. So basically, a bit able to swim and do various other things. There's also going to be the use of the water increased more because you better use a slick little jet ski to move around the place. Major the fact that nobody ever really used the water, as far as I'm aware. I certainly never did. I'll just use a car and just drive.
I drive myself bland. What is that song? Anyway, what else is there to talk? Oh my god. News, more news. How long have I been talking on this news? Oh my. Ah, it's been far too long. Anyway, let's have another music break. Pretty long music break, perhaps. We're going to have, yes, some Richard Jacks. So we're going to have a series of free tracks. We're going to have, first of all, from Bubblegum Crisis 2040. It's going to be your Radio Redux J-pop selector for the day. And it's going to Tunnel no Naka no Wakose, which I've got no idea what it's called in English. But it's by, this one's by Akira Sudo. And I will see you after this break.
Radio Redux.
J-pop selector.
I'm not sure. Radio Redux.
Last track you were just listening to was a Overclock remix by McVath, and that was a Street Fighter 2, and it was Vega's Ballad. We'll be having some more of McVath later. Before that, there was from Sonic Adventure 2 Bright Sound, which is for the Dry Lagoon level, Rouge's level there. I'll tell you what, I might sound a bit lousy because I'm feeling pretty rubbish, it has to be said at the moment. Don't know what's going on there, but I'm feeling not very good. Which might have been coming over a bit in
previous hour or so. We've already had an hour. Damn it. There's still so much blooming news to go through. Oh, this is ridiculous. This is what happens when you haven't had a proper show for ages. Right, I'm going to absolutely steam through this now, because it's getting stupid. As I mentioned previously, the Overclocked Remix lockdown period has come around and gone. Project Chaos has a special little mini site which you can go and find out. The Project Chaos site, Chaos Project, is a remix project for Sonic and Knuckles / Sonic 3. And it's been on the cards for ages. Got held up by this lockdown period, and it is now waiting something. Basically, whenever Project Chaos goes live, it'll go live. I'm not very happy with this, mainly because it's holding up my summoning of spirits, because that can't come out until Project Chaos has had its month. So I'm none too pleased about that. OC lockdown period removed 83 remixes that have gone into the ether. Many of these were poor quality, or they were illegal or something. They were a midi rip, or they were too close to the original, etc. A couple of these I owned. You might be interested in. There was Aneurysm's Fairy Acid, which was a sort of audially worked version. Had lots of audio effects and stuff when working done to it, and that was the fairy music from Link to the Past. Then there was Mark 7's The Desert Remake, which was a remake of the Desert Rocks from Turrican 2. So it was a remake, but it was a good remake, and it was in a slightly different way. It was taken in a slightly different way to the actual track, The Desert Rocks itself. So I quite like that. But I'm probably going to put Desert Remake on. I'll probably put the next Rainy Remix, but we'll see how that goes. Sony have insisted they're going to. This is they're going to try and put this through. That you're going to need a £150 deposit in the UK to put £150 deposit down for a PS3. This is to avoid apparently people selling them on eBay, as what happened with the Xbox 360 and all the trouble that's going on and went on with that. And Nintendo America have also released a highly odd press release that kind of suggested the Wii's release date is October the 2nd, but this isn't going to be the case. It's going to be somewhere in October. It would be kind of nice if Nintendo actually really gave a release date for their console now. I want to know what's going on. Some financial news. Q1, first quarter, Sony announced they made $279 million. Which is an awful lot of money, except that the exchange rate was very favourable and that helped them, and it was also boosted by the sales of digital cameras. Apparently the PS3 marketing department gobbled up all the rest of the money. E3 couldn't possibly have cost you that much, guys. I'm sorry. It's just because you're rubbish. What PS3 marketing? There isn't any. Basically, they would have been well in the red if the digital cameras hadn't come through for them, Sony. Ubisoft bought Reflections as part of the sort of setup of various Atari things. They're the development company behind the much derided Atari game Driver 3, and Ubisoft picked that for a cool £13 million. Ubisoft in Q1 made €70 million, which is up €27 million on the previous year. So Ubisoft done really, really well. They did announce the delay of Splinter Cell: Double Agent in order to boost their sales in the third quarter, and this game is now expected in October, along with various other games which I've already mentioned, such as the Red Steel game. LucasArts news, LucasArts specific news rather, they announced at the San Diego Comic Con that occurred at the beginning of this month that they will support the Wii, and they hinted that they will, or perhaps have already begun to work on, a Star Wars lightsaber game using the Wii controller. How cool is that gonna be? In your face, Microsoft and Sony. Oh, killer app centric. And if that wasn't enough, LucasArts have also confirmed that they're gonna do more Lego based games. Nice, very nice. Trade magazine MCV ran a story on their 11th of August issue, which basically has the executive vice president of EA and the COO deriding Sony, basically, that the PS3 has not performed. Oh, really? Ooh, that's a surprise. The PSP hasn't performed. There's a shock. And they're going to be focusing more on producing games for the DS. So another little victory for Nintendo. Something that wasn't very clever of them. Page 3. Rooney faces up to FIFA 2007. Man United striker Wayne Rooney and Brazilian Barcelona striker Ronaldinho have been confirmed as the faces of EA's upcoming FIFA 07 MCV can reveal. Problem MCV. Travel back in time 1 week. 1 lousy week. 7 days. To your Friday, August 4th, 2006 version. You have an advertisement cover on the front of your magazine. On it has EA Sports FIFA 2007. And who are the people on there? You idiots! You waste a week to tell us who's on the front cover of a game. And on the front cover of your magazine, they show Rooney and Ronaldinho. You idiots, MCV. What kind of news is that? Fool of a took! Anyway. There's various other things going on. I'm sure I've missed out something or the other. Oh yes, of course. I'll leave that to the last because it's brilliant. The other piece of news, obviously I've already said about the THQ stuff, I believe. Also, it was a free Xbox 360 version of Sopranos. THQ absolutely a disastrous first quarter, and they lost $12.1 million despite the fact they had higher than expected sales, and they had a series of lucrative film tie-ins, such as Disney Pixar's Cars. And I'm pretty certain that THQ had Pirates of the Caribbean: Dead Man's Chest. Or is it The Adventures of Jack Sparrow, the subtitled one? I think pretty certain they're the Pirates game. And despite that, they've still lost loads of money. Fantastic. Well done, THQ. I salute you. Not as much as I salute Dell. Oh, yes. You've probably seen this in the news. Basically, there's a little problem with the batteries that Dell laptops use. That's 4.1 million batteries. They've all been recalled, because apparently, under certain circumstances, batteries can short circuit, which leads them to explode. I'm certain you've seen the photo. If you go on the Google site and just type Google images and sort of Dell laptop explode, I'm sure you'll come up with this fantastic picture of just a laptop bursting into flames. Brilliant. But not as much as this. Guess who made all the batteries? Sony! Oh, I couldn't believe this when I heard it. It's just brilliant. Another example of just Sony build quality being absolutely awful. Absolutely awful! What are you doing? Oh, man. And I think that's it. You know, I think that's actually all the news. 1 second while I quickly just check. Any other news? E3's dead. Oh, Rockstar's Bully game is definitely going to get released, despite all the controversy that's caused just by the name of Bully. The next version of Driver will happen in 2008, so we've got 2 years of grace, basically. And that is all the news. That's all the news. And I best tell you what we got coming up. The next piece of music we're going to be listening to, because we could do some more music, is from Tales of Symphonia. It's the Water Symphony from Tales of Symphonia. And after that, we've got some Alter Bridge. See you soon. Thank you. That was Alter Bridge. That track actually has not been released on any album. I like my Alter Bridge. Alter Bridge, obviously, coming out of the remains of Creed, from the actual band itself, who wanted to take on a more rocky feel. That track was actually called A Hava Rabo Taco Salad, which resulted from, they did an interview, I believe it was with a UK guitar magazine, and they said, well, why don't you compose some kind of, you know, instrumental here and right now, for the main guitarist, whose name escapes me, I'm afraid. But, I mean, obviously, superbly talented. He did this, and it kind of evolved, and evolved, and evolved. And what you've got there is the actual track that finally materialised, and it started as this guitar solo, and eventually all the entire band got involved. So that hasn't been actually released yet. And they've changed their label now, haven't they? So I've got no idea when the next album, sorry, will be released. Before that, we had obviously World Symphony from Tales of Symphonia. Well, now 60 minutes, guys, and that was mostly news. Damn. We've got some Q&A UK coming up for you later. No Chaotix X today. There will be a Chaotix episode next time, I would think. There's two more episodes in this particular... Two more episodes, I think, in this particular series of Chaotix X. And then something else will happen, probably. So we've got some Q&A UK coming for you. We've got a double Magnificent Seven, though. A double Magnificent Seven, and we're actually going to have that very soon. Or the first part of that, anyway, the first Magnificent Seven. Coming up now, though, we're going to have some more music, because I really don't feel like talking. So let's have some more music. What can I give you? I can give you Sunset Town 2 is what I can give you. Sunset Town 2, bonus track number 2 off of the Sonic the Fighters soundtrack. Hope you enjoy that, and that's coming up now. We'll have an advert after that, I think. You're listening to Radio Redux. It makes do while ditty go ditty dum ditty do.
just can't.
Aww.
Parents won't get you a pet.
Shammy, we can't.
Or your dog's run away from home, and you're thinking about getting another pet?
He might come back.
No, he won't.
But he might.
No, he won't. Well, we've got just the thing for you.
Cool, it's a grow-your-own Metroid.
Just add the dehydrated eggs to the special fertilization fluid and watch them expand into a series of vicious killing machines.
I'm gonna call you Steve.
It's the all-new Grow Your Own Metroid Pack. They're like sea monkeys.
To the extreme!
Fertilization fluid should not be touched in any circumstances. The subsequent loss of life, limb, or circulatory system is purely coincidental. Grow Your Own Metroid available in all good toy stores. Optional blood vessel expansion pack and play area sold separately.
Music was by Element 80. It was from the Need for Speed Underground soundtrack, and that was Broken Promises. It's Magnificent Seven time. Demex didn't get in his Magnificent Seven for the Sonic Rex Awards. Unfortunately, he was out of time, and he suffered an automatic lock-in, and he had to get a crystal to get out. But Richard O'Brien wouldn't let him because he tried to use the crystal that was already in there, and you can't do that, you see. Terrible. Anyway,
Yes, it is time. It's time, it's time, it's Magnificent Seven time. So, what questions has he come up with? So we've got doubles, what we said. Let's do what we can. Alright. Number one, will Radio Redux ever have a top five countdown for us? Top five countdown for the Sonic music played on it? Gee, I wonder what that's referencing, Demex. Really wonder. Probably not. What would be the point? There's someone else who's already doing that. So what would be the point? You know? Just saying. Question number two is, according to him, if Love is Blind, why is lingerie so popular? Well, if you get some lingerie and you feel it around the elasticated bit, it's actually the bobbles, they're actually braille, and it actually tells you how you get them off and put them on. They're a clothing range that actually has braille built into them traditionally. And also, lingerie is not really supposed to be spelt not supposed to be pronounced lingerie. It's supposed to be pronounced lingerie, because the longer you let the lingerie linger on, the more satisfying it is when the lingerie is removed. Alright. What are some of these questions he's asked me, and I'll tell you. It gets weirder. quick question three. Why do men have nipples? I don't know. Let's ask Google and find out, shall we? while I'm doing that, he also asks, will the Winter Robotnik contain more content than just a diary from a Dr. Robotnik's past? I really don't think it will. Winter Robotnik's kind of been suspended at the moment until these developments finish, because I haven't got time to worry about Winter of the Botnik at the moment, when there's other things that need doing, like the second part of Ragnarok, for instance, which is rapidly closing in on being finished. Why do men have nipples? I'm sure a lot of men out there want to say, hang on. Dear Susan, because obviously that's Demex's real name. To tell you the truth, nobody really knows. The best explanation I've been able to find, and frankly doesn't explain very much, is that nipples aren't a sex-linked characteristic. In other words, nipples just one of those sexually neutral pieces of equipment, like arms or brains, that humans get regardless of sex. Although some of the girls out there may like to argue that fact that men get brains when they're clearly quite often brainless. It's not dumb by sex anyway, Demex. It's just one of those things. From what I know about male nipples, we get them just so that when we get to past puberty, we can get hair growing out of them, which is really stupidly hard to get rid of. It's just something else for hair to grow out of or round. That's what most bits of the male anatomy seems to be, from all these programs that
seem to be on the TV. She's like, if there's something a man has that a lady doesn't have, it's simply there for the fact that it's some objects that hair can grow around. Why are we talking about this, Demux? I mean, really? Man. What's going on here? Did you complete Sonic the Hedgehog yet? He asks another question. No, I haven't completed the first Sonic the Hedgehog yet. I'm not in the business of trying. I don't care. It's not that important to me. Also, like to point out something. Echo as a forum. I haven't completed Heroes yet either. I don't care about that specifically. Although there's something in the pipeline for actually to make me in able to complete that. Yes, hope that answers your question there, Demix. No, I have not completed. Not completed the game. How fat do you have to be to become bulletproof? Think for a number between 1 and 4. Double it. Times it by your age. Divide that by 2. Add the length in centimetres from your toe that's next to your big toe to just where the just where your waistline is. Then, once you've done that, take a coin, flip it. If it lands on heads, take off 6. If it lands on tails, add on 6. That's how many inches of fat you have to gain to become bulletproof. Alternatively, as fat is part of the body, a bullet will go into fat no matter what. It will make some kind of dent in it. Therefore, you can never totally be bulletproof. Besides, the fat does not congeal around your head, so somebody could just shoot you in the head, and it would make very little difference whatsoever. Another flaming question. Last one for this aspect. Number 4, what happened to the Radio Redux parody commercials, Demix asks. Why, did something happen to them? We had one this time round, and we had one at the beginning of the second half of the Summer of Sonic special. They've become a bit scarcer, yeah, because it takes me a long time. It takes me a while to think up the ideas, to be honest. We've got things going on. Ram the Dragon actually gave me a very good one, which is still has yet to be done, Ram, but it will be, trust me. Fantastic. If you have any ideas, feel free to send those in, as well as questions, because you didn't even give me that many questions this time around, guys, to arcaneuk at sonicrex.com. You can also send in to radioredux at sonicrex.com, radioredux, all one word, at sonicrex.com. And that's your first 7. Yeah, first part of the Magnificent 7. So that's all out the way. It does seem a bit rushed today, I know, but we got a load of music to get through, and we're just getting up to 1 hour 35 minutes. So, what music do we have next? Well, that particular music is going to be... He says it's going to be our second McVath, and it's going to be Tikal Drum and Raga, the remix of Tikal's theme from Sonic Adventure. So your mix. Following that, we are going to have our Radio Rock Classic for the day, and once we've done that, We're going to have yet another piece of McVeth Overclock Remix music, and that's going to be from Sonic 3, Bonus Retreat, which was previously known as Sonic Latin Sphere, which is the remix of the special stage remix, stage music, sorry, of Sonic 3. Here's Sonic Adventure.
Looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's still different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like you need, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
cast of Sonic Rex.
We are back, kiddies. So let's go through the remainder of the Q&A UK, or at least the questions that we have received from other people. We've got four's come in, so that's all right. First up, hey, my name is Kablooey, which may mean that this person is in fact a orange bird stuck in a rucksack, but we'll see. And your website kicks ass like a rocket-powered donkey. That's hell of a description. So here's a question for the radio show. Will there ever be an animated episode of Sonic Rex like I sometimes have on Sonic? Yeah. Bear in mind how long the comics seem to take. Probably not. Although, I mean, there has been... I wanted to do a sort of Flash episode with... following on from the... instances of the first special comic, the everyday happenings of Shadow and sometimes Shadow's friend Sonic, the one where at the end they're turned into the Weeblesque eggs. I kind of wanted to do something with that, but never got around to it. I did have an idea, and I could actually animate them specifically well. It would have been quite fun for me to do the voices, but sadly not. Next question up is from Pez, who, if you tilt Pez's head back, some candy comes out of his mouth, which is very good. It's a wonderful party trick. I suggest you try it if you find Pez. I've got a question, because I'm nice. Well, that's very nice of you. But I don't know if it's been asked or not. Trust me, it probably has. Yes, indeed it has. What inspired you to make this on the next comic? I will go over this briefly because I've answered more or less every other show, but that's okay. Basically, the winner of the 2004 Sprite Comic Award for the Sonic Sight Awards and the general competition that was around at the time so left me in a state of just, what the hell? You know, I looked at it and I thought this could so be done better. So I went, fine, I will prove to myself, I will do it, and I will do it better than the previous one. I mean, I think it's quite easy to say that if you compare the very early Sonic Rexes to the ones coming out today, there's a huge gulf in the actual quality. So they do evolve over time. I do try and make them get better and better. This is why they're taking longer and longer, maybe. But that is the answer to the question, is because I wanted to basically raise the quality a bit. I thought it was a bit lacking, to be honest, at the time. My next question comes from Spinball Wizard. Who has a very supple wrist, apparently. And the Sonic game for Nintendo... I knew I forgot something. The Sonic game for the Nintendo Wii, previously under the working title of Sonic Wildfire, has been changed to Sonic and the Secret Rings. What are your thoughts on the newly renamed title? As I personally put on the comments, I sincerely hope this is a load of crock and not in the vector sense. However, apparently it is official now that Wildfire has been changed to... Sonic and the Secret Rings, which apparently, according to what I've read, ties in a bit with the Arabian Nights stories, a little bit, of Sharazar and all that jazz, that's kind of okay. However, it does sound exceptionally lame, Sonic and the Secret Rings. I feel kind of sorry for Sega's CG department, who did that wonderful little trailer with all the lovely fire effect with Sonic and the Wii Remote. I feel kind of sorry for them, because that was a fantastic effect they did, and it's all for naught, it seems. But yeah, that's sort of my opinion, sort of resigned, groan. A resigned groan is my thing. Spinball actually goes on to say, personally, I don't think Sega could have gotten any lamer in the naming, but I'll let you answer that one. Yeah. That if it is indeed linked in with the Arabian Nights stories, that bearing in mind the actual story of the game works, but I think most anyone could have pulled a better name out of any orifice they care to mention. So, yeah. Sorry, Sega, you've really got to work on your names. There's probably someone somewhere actually getting paid an awful, awful amount of money to come up with these things. It's a crying shame. Our last question in the Q&A UK before we have the another little music break, and then the second Magnificent Seven. Is from, where's the question gone? It's from Zanik, or Zanik, or Zanich, or that one. And here's a random question. If you're on an island with a shotgun, with only one bullet, and Big the Cat, Blaze the Cat, and Amy Rose were on the island with you, who would you shoot? Actually, that's something that requires a lot of thought. The problem is, if it's a shotgun, it's not going to be very, very accurate. Can I just change it to a normal gun? Because if I actually had to shoot someone, See, if I'm on an island, presumably it's surrounded by sort of ocean. Or water of some description, which means that there'd probably be fish in it. Now, I'm not going to shoot Amy or Blaze. If I had to shoot someone, I'll tell you, I'd shoot Big, but I wouldn't kill Big, if that makes sense. Because Big is a master fisherman, and I'd need some food, so that'd be excellent. I'm not going to shoot Amy because she can cook. Although I could cook, actually. So that's I'm not going to shoot the girls because that's some good company there. Some good company there, fellas. If I actually had to shoot someone, I'd shoot Big in the throat so he wouldn't be able to talk. So he'd still be able to fish. That's all we'd be able to do is we just tie him down somewhere and he'd just have to fish. Tie him on the other side of the island, right? You catch a load of fish, or this other bullet that I don't have goes in your head. Of course, if there is no fish, we can just shoot and eat Big. I'm sure we could make some questionable tacos out of him. Tail roasting on an open fire. Yeah. So no, I wouldn't touch. I've not played Sonic Rush, so I really don't know where Blaze is in the scheme of annoyingness. But I certainly wouldn't shoot Amy. I wouldn't shoot Blaze. If I had to shoot, I would shoot Big. There we go. I think that answers your question. let's have some more music. We've got a load of music coming up. To 2 hours. What do we have for you next? I have a trio of musical loveliness. First up, we're going to have Relic with a VG mix of Zelda 64 and the Garuda favorite. This is a Sandstorm Ballad. just finished listening to the Kaiser Chiefs with I Predict a Riot from the album Employment, their debut album. Excellent band, the Kaiser Chiefs. I was very lucky I got that album for free. Alright. So I've been watching a lot of Family Guy recently, and I keep quoting Quagmire, and it's getting a bit on my nerves, actually. But yeah, no, I got the album for free before the Kaisers kind of became big over in this country. The demo came along, which was like the full album. I was like, oh, anyone want this? No. Well, I can kind of see this band coming really big. Anyone want this? No, I don't like it. How they quickly changed their tune. Speaking of tunes, it's the second half of Maximum 7 time. So let's get on with it. And first up, Demerks. Christian Wells, would you rather be a woman with a man's legs or a man with a woman's arms? If I was a man with a woman's arms, I wouldn't be able to defend myself from the amount of ribbing and stuff that I would get. And if I was a woman with man's legs, I would be able to run presumably very, very fast and very, very long, and I could wax them. So I would rather be a woman with man's legs than a man with woman's arms. How does he think up these things? At what point do we really want to know? Question two, it's actually a normal question. How's your summer going? Did you get to go to the beach yet? I don't really go to the beach. I am a sort of pale thing. I don't see the point really in just sitting on the beach and slowly crisping. I don't get that. I was seeing busy saying interesting. So no, my summer's been going extremely well actually. It's I've been doing all sorts of things. Obviously, we had the wedding recently. I did get drowned the other day, which was loads of fun. We had a sort of tropical storm after heat wave, really uncontrollable heat, and there was also the incident with lightning striking by my house, which some people already know about. But the main thing was we had it was like 2 inches of rain in under 20 minutes. And I was walking through it. I pleased work immensely when I came up just sort of sodden. I was squelching all over the place. But with this lovely thing whereby I finally got some new trainers for work, because there was like a piece of leather, a piece of man-made leathery fabric, and a piece of rubber about 2 millimeters thick, and I'd been walking on that for God knows how long. There was nothing left of this show. And I decided to wear these new trainers, these new work trainers. I was very happy, because it was very comfortable. And then I went out, and it started to pour down. Now, if I'd have leapt into a swimming pool, I would have been actually drier. And that's no word of a lie. I really went absolutely sodden. The great thing was, though, although I actually had, for reasons I won't go into, half a change of clothes, actually there. Actually at work, so I was kind of alright, and the whole journey actually gained me 10 quid, because I sort of sold some books to a second hand bookshop for obviously that amount of money. But the main thing was that the water, because it really was hammering down, it went through the trainers, it soaked into the trainers, so through the trainers, through the socks, and through the actual foam bit that was visible. But because they were new, There was no holes, no little things, for the water to get out. So I spent the next 3 hours at work just with my sort of feet swimming around in water, which was great. Oh, absolutely superb. I'm in a good summer. There's a going out with some friends later on this month, and I finally got to meet my little niece, who's not actually my niece, but the daughter of my best friend. Not the one who's married, just got married, but one who's already been married, one who got married last year, and who I was the best man for there. So, as I've said to them, you know, I seem to be doing best man a lot. I think I might turn professional. There might be some way I can come up with speeches for money, and I can deliver them, and everyone will think what a fantastic person this man is, when it probably is a right git. But we'll see. We'll see. Next question is, why do the ABC song Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and Baa Baa Black Sheep all have the same tune? I don't know. What ABC are we talking about here? Because if it's the Jackson 5, I don't think the Jackson 5 sound is the same as Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. You're right, though, in the sense that they were all written by the same person, probably. Also, it helps that way that there's actually a it helps small children that the tune is the same, so they can actually pick up the rhythm more, and they find the rhythm more soothing because they associate it with this, that, and the other. Next question is, I noticed the frame around the comic is different this time. Indeed it is. Will this be the new frame for the comics, or is it just the SWS Sonic Rex special comic frame? Well, since that question came in, because this is one of the original ones, we've had, is it 32? Heavy Metal Blunder, which had a blue version of that. There is a new... there is a new thing coming in with colours defining where a comic is, whether it's a special, a Rexlet, an in-storyline or an out-of-storyline. I can't really go into that much in a minute, but that the with the images on the top as well, that's actually going to be something with the new comics. But yes, so the sort of grid-ish pattern... the metal sheet type pattern over the top of that is going to be something that's sticking from this point on. Very noticeable from the point that Ragnarok started. Maybe there's a reason for that. We'll see. Actually, during the break, I've actually managed to get quite a lot more Ragnarok done, which I'm rather pleased about. So hopefully it'll be done by the end of Saturday. We will see. We will see. Of course, it could be that this radio show goes up after Ragnarok 2, in which case you're wondering what the hell I'm talking about, but it doesn't really matter. Question 5 is, why do black lights look purple? That black lights look purple due to the fact that they use UV lights. There is various phosphorus in the anything that's there's various phosphorus used in the gas concealed within the light, which helps produce UV. It blocks out all the other light sources and light rays from the infrared band all the way down, which is why the that dark lights look purple. The fact that they are called dark lights or black lights is simply the fact that the phosphorants that are used within the things that show up, like the invisible ink type stuff, aren't visible to the naked eye because of the way the phosphorants react in normal light. You didn't think I knew that, did you? Ha ha. Ha. Welcome to Science 101 with Archangel UK. Question 6 is... if you sneeze and fart at the same time, does a vacuum form in your stomach? No, but if you sneeze hard enough, a vacuum will form in your stomach. A quantum singularity will appear in your stomach. For example, do you know anyone who has sneezed and farted at the same time? No. That's probably why. See, they formed a quantum singularity in their stomach, and then they got pulled inside out. And they were never heard from again. There's a weird noise coming from downstairs. Okay. Right. I'm actually going to give you a little break, guys, of just one song, and then we're going to have the remaining question. Okay, I'm getting slightly worried now about this noise downstairs. Okay. Quickly, before I say anything, before the Kaiser Chiefs, we actually had Shadow the Hedgehog Lava Shelter, and now we are going to have Blue Garden, Kenyon Cruiser Blue Garden, and that is from Sonic the Fighters. Okay, I'm going to get a blunt instrument and then go downstairs. Okay. This is Kenyon Cruiser. Sorry about that. Don't know what was going on there. Some weirdness to leave you with, perhaps. Anyway, that was first of all was Kenyon Cruz Blue Gun, and after that we had Red Hot Skull for Red Mountain from Sonic Adventure. That leaves us with but one question left from the Magnificent Seven Part 2, the second coming. I see that you do have items for sale on Cafe Press. Are you going to put images of these on the store section of your site, or is the store still under construction? Very well done for finding that. You certainly weren't meant to, but I did check, and apparently if you do look on Google for Sonic Rex, one about sort of the 50th one is the Sonic Rex store on Cafe Press. I am not going to talk about any of those items on there because they are actually linked in with something that's coming along down the line. The store itself is still under construction. Those items really shouldn't be for purchase just yet. It's just me sort of messing about trying to find out what the hell's going on. So don't order anything from there yet. The mysterious good. I don't think the mysterious thing that I talked about once before. I never said what it was. I don't think that's up there. I hope it's not up there anyway. the mysterious piece of Sonic Rex memorabilia for the lady fans is hopefully not up there as yet. I'm sure somebody will buy it. there's also the super cool t-shirt. The super cool t-shirt isn't up there. This is the super cool t-shirt that Dreadnox wants to buy because it is so cool. I'm going to use one of his quotes. That he wants to buy it actually on that description page when it is to do it. The thing is that the main problem with Cafe Press is they only let you allow you to have one type of any object. Unless you're paying to be one of their like premium stores. Now, I'd like to pay for one of their premium stores so I can do lots of stuff. However, you may have noticed from previous elements of this show, I'm rather poor, so I can't particularly do anything about that. If I get a full-time job and I have some spare money, that will be something I will do. I would have thought that store will indeed go live before Christmas this year, which will be about a year late, but it'll go before Christmas this year, and there will be stuff that you can indeed buy. A lot of it's tied in with the comics at the moment. Certain elements will be revealed, and then there'll be sort of goods interlinked with it. Until that time, and I can't really tell you when that will be, but it will be actually relatively soon. Two or three comics down the line is when we'll see some of the things that will result in some of the goods making sense, naming no names. Yes, that's it. There is no more. I have no more questions. That was the end of the mission. Thank you very much indeed, Demex. Everyone should thank Demex for sending in questions. Please send in questions for next show, whenever that may be. I'm looking to do. There's going to be an opportunity, perhaps, to do that Turrican retrospective special relatively soon, so I might well do that. But if you have any questions for me, have any requests? Remember, we haven't had a request for a while. If you want the request of a particular song, as long as it's one I haven't used already, send that in to archangeluk at sonicrex.com, archangeluk at sonicrex.com, or alternatively Radio Redux, RadioRedux at sonicrex.com. So yeah, questions. Questions can be about anything. I really don't mind. Try to be as zany as Demex. Demex has his own level of zany, which is kind of like the 12th level of hell, when there's only actually 11 levels of hell. So he gets a sort of broom cupboard somewhere. And that's it. Hope you enjoyed the show. I certainly enjoyed the show. And I will see you in the near future. I've been ArchJJK. This has been Brady Reacts. And I will see you very, very soon. Bye-bye for now.